This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. In general, wildfires in western Montana have calmed recently thanks to cooler weather and even a little rain, but other fires grew and some new ones popped up. Two new fires were reported Sunday along the I-15 corridor between Helena and Great Falls. That's prompted evacuations for the Holter Lake Campground and all residences on the north side of nearby Beartooth Road. Residents on the south side of Beartooth Road received an evacuation warning. The two fires, totaling about 250 acres, are being aggressively attacked with state and National Guard helicopters, heavy air tankers, and smoke jumpers. To the northwest, evacuees in the Knoxon area are going to be allowed back into their homes this morning. That's according to Sanders County Sheriff Tom Rummel. Some of those evacuees have been out of their homes since August 19th. Fire managers on the Clark Fork complex, which prompted the evacuation order, said fires there got a third to two-thirds of an inch of rain yesterday. Higher humidities yesterday were expected to help firefighters handle those three fires, which are burning approximately 2,400 acres on either side of the Montana-Idaho line, in check. Firefighters are optimistic, meanwhile, that they can get a handle on the fire known as the Family Complex, burning on and near the Blackfeet Reservation. The Rocky Mountain Ranger District and an assortment of local volunteer fire departments are trying to contain the fires, which started or grew over the weekend. Fire Information Officer Margaret Hangen says fire crews have been able to make progress despite winds gusting up to 60 miles an hour.
We've been able to actively put in containment lines because we now have heavy equipment. We can actively go through and do what is known as cold trailing, which is literally going in and making sure that it is in fact cold so we can start looking at maybe in the next few days being able to report some actual containment numbers.
The largest fire in the complex is the Spotted Eagle Fire, which grew more than a 100-fold over the weekend.
The lightning strike is quietly burning within the forest, and when those dry temperatures hit and the heavy winds hit, it grew extremely rapidly from a 200-acre fire to a 50,000-acre fire within literally a matter of hours.
The sudden growth of the Spotted Eagle Fire led to the evacuation of the town of Hart Butte Friday. The American Red Cross set up a shelter in Browning, and the Lewis and Clark Humane Society is sheltering about 80 pets at a 4-H building, also in Browning. A federal appeals court has formally dismissed Montana's gay marriage case now that the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that same-sex couples have the right to wed. The 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals Friday granted the request for dismissal by Montana Attorney General Tim Fox's office. Fox had appealed a district judge's previous ruling that overturned the state's ban on gay marriage. Student attendance in Helena Public Schools is below the state average and below the level that education officials say they consider a red flag. The Helena Independent Record reports average attendance last year for K through 5 students was 93.4%. For grade 6 through 8, it was 92.8%. For high school, it fell to 91.2%. Last year, average daily attendance for all Montana schools was 93.6%. A federal judge has decided to continue delaying the sale of timber on up to 4 square miles of National Forest Service land along Hebgen Lake, ruling against two federal agencies that asked for the injunction to be thrown out. Environmentalists sued in 2013 to stop the logging plans, saying the sale poses a threat to grizzly bears and Canadian lynx. Montana and three conservation groups are proposing measures to protect grizzly bears while still allowing logging in two state forests west of Glacier National Park. The proposed settlement would create 7 security zones totaling 34 square miles within the Stillwater and Coal Creek state forests. No permanent roads would be built in the security zones. Logging would be barred except when bears are in their dens for winter. Signature gathering soon begins for a proposal to allow any public school employee with a valid permit to carry a concealed weapon in school. Initiative 175 has cleared the necessary legal hurdles to appear on the 2016 ballot if sponsor Chet Billy can get the necessary number of signatures. Billy's a 17-year-old senior at Whitefish High School and a self-described gun enthusiast.
It bothers me whenever we have national tragedies such as Sandy Hook or Columbine that the first thing people want to do is take guns away from the very people that could stop incidents like this.
Denise Juneau is Montana Superintendent of Public Instruction. Juneau says this proposal is both risky and unnecessary.
Some schools are doing active shooter training. There's just a lot of safety issues that are being put into policy and partnerships worked out with law enforcement, and that's the preferable way to go, is to leave that type of response in the hands of people who are trained to do it.
Supporters will need to collect over 24,000 valid voter signatures to get I-175 on next year's general election ballot. A federal appeals court has ruled a 6-foot-tall statue of Jesus that has spent the last 60 years overlooking a northwestern Montana ski hill can stay there. In yesterday's ruling, the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals rejects arguments from a group of atheists and agnostics that placing the statue on U.S. Forest Service land violates the separation of church and state. The 3-judge panel agreed with a federal judge from Montana who found the statue's secular and irreverent uses as a meeting place and for photo opportunities outweighed its few religious uses. The Knights of Columbus placed the statue on Big Mountain in 1955 as a memorial to World War II soldiers. The Freedom From Religion Foundation argued the statue was a Catholic shrine. A federal appeals court has revived a bid by environmentalists to block drilling on some public lands in Montana until the government looks more closely at climate change impacts. The case had been dismissed 2 years ago by a judge who said the environmentalists could not demonstrate drilling activities would cause them harm, but a 3-judge panel from the 9th U.S. Circuit Court disagreed in a ruling yesterday. That sends the case back to U.S. District Judge Sam Haddon for reconsideration. The environmentalists want the government to force reductions in methane emitted from oil and gas fields. Methane is a far more potent greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide. It gets into the atmosphere when pipelines leak and when companies vent or flare excess natural gas from oil production. State officials say Montana's low unemployment rate is driving up wages, but a serious worker shortage is appearing on the horizon as baby boomers begin to retire. The Department of Labor and Industry's Labor Day report released yesterday shows at least 130,000 baby boomers in the state are expected to retire in the next decade. Currently, Montana doesn't have enough younger people to fill those jobs, even if every one of them entered the workforce. Commissioner of Labor and Industry Pam Busey says to address this issue, her department is partnering with colleges and businesses to streamline training and create apprenticeships in fast-growing industries such as healthcare. The state is also continuing to add jobs with more than 2,000 per month and added in the first 6 months of 2015. A deputy attorney general will no longer be defending the state in a Republican challenge to the state's open primary elections after the party accused him of misconduct. Attorney General Tim Fox filed a motion Friday to withdraw Republican Deputy Attorney General Joe Bennion as counsel. Documents say the motion was submitted to prevent future misunderstandings with the party and to facilitate future communications. Earlier this month, the GOP asked for Bennion's removal, claiming he violated a code of conduct. They say he called GOP Executive Director Chris Shipp asking about matters related to the case without first notifying the party's attorney. 10 Republican Central Committees involved in the lawsuit are still seeking a hearing in order to obtain documents related to that phone call. Thanks a lot for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.